Blackstone Audio presents The Coming of Hall by Catherine Laske. Prologue. Octavia, the pudgy, elderly, blind nestmaid snake, slithered out onto the branch outside her old master's hollow.
"Look, I might be blind, but I know that you've been out there all morning. Why aren't you in your hollow sleeping?"
She wagged her head at the three owls, Gilfy, the tiny elf owl, Twilight, the great grey, and Digger, the burrowing owl. Together with Sorin, a barn owl, they were known as the Band, and they had been waiting since dawn for Sorin to emerge from Ezelrib's hollow. Octavia coiled up as a spotted owl alighted on the branch.
"Oh, and now, Ottolissa, what are you doing here?"
"The same thing they are doing,"
Ottolissa tipped her head toward the Band.
"Waiting for Sorin to come out. He's been in there reading for days now."
Suddenly, two owls stuck their heads out from the hollow. "What's this all about?" It was Sorin and his nephew, Corin, the new king of the great Gahaltree.
"It's about us, Sorin."
Ottolissa stepped forward. It might appear that Ottolissa was somewhat bold in her approach to the king and his closest adviser, and also somewhat lacking in the deference due Corin, but he didn't seem to mind. After all, Ottolissa had known him before any of the others of the tree. It was she who had found him in the beyond after he had fled from his evil mother Nyra and the Pure Ones. It was Ottolissa...